about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? I want to welcome our live talk superstation listeners. We are live for those of you listening on TalkSuperstation.com. One of my favorites. We've been with you guys for a while, and now we are live this hour. Very, very excited stuff. So please call in with your medical questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, while we have the war on obesity, right, which Mayor Bloomberg is trying to do with his soda, what is it, soda cup ban. He's banning Dixie cups, right, but large soda, right, that's what he's doing. And I guess lawmakers want to start moving in on popcorn. You guys heard about that? Right? You know, when you go to a movie and you get a big thing of popcorn, again, I supersize things not because I want to eat it all. It's because you get a tub of popcorn for the whole family. You know, when I take my kids and their friends, and I got about six boys that I take to the movies, I get them one big thing of popcorn and split it up. I really think this whole obesity move in New York City is just trying to get these vendors more money, because now everybody has to buy individual cups or popcorn. But now we have pizza vending machines coming our way. Did you guys hear about this? Apparently it's called Let's Pizza. It's a pizza vending machine that I guess promises to deliver a piping hot pie made from scratch in less than 3 minutes. Now, it can't be good, okay? Pizza's got to cook, right? You got to watch it made. Apparently, Italian entrepreneur Claudio Torgel, the machine will be distributed by A1 Concepts based out of the Netherlands. It's supposed to hit America this year, according to the industry website Pizza Marketplace. All right. They say the new machine makes pizzas to order. It kneads the dough. It rolls the dough. Even leavening takes place. There's 200 toppings for which to choose. Even it works for those of us that keep kosher or vegetarian. All right. I mean, I guess a 10-inch pizza is $5.95. It's in an insulated takeaway box. The machine takes cash and credit cards. Aren't we just turning into one of those cities of the future, right? Those, you know, well, I don't know if Back to the Future 2 had that. They had the type of pizza where it was really, really tiny. It was dehydrated, and then you threw it in the hydrating machine, and then it grew. Okay, that's what they had in Back to the Future 2. But honestly, you're going to just walk in someplace, or I guess walk up to a machine and get your food piping hot. It's probably not going to be the healthiest. And then you're going to go home. You're going to feed your kids with it. Nobody has to wait. Really, it only takes 3 minutes to make a pizza. I don't know. See, here's my thing, though. Because it's only $5.95, that's cheap. I mean, compared to pizza. I mean, my pizza place that's near me, it's not the fanciest pizza place. A pie is like $13, $12.95. So to get a pizza for $5.95, I could see this go somewhere. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It looks like also Board of Health, I believe, in New York City wants to also ban milkshakes. So we're going to start to see more. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. We got the bubonic plague in an Oregon man. We need to talk about that. We need to talk about, let me see what I want to talk about next. There's a couple stories I don't want to talk about with you. I want to keep them all to myself. There's supposed to be this smartphone flirting app called Scout, and I guess a child was raped by somebody, and this app had to be taken off the market. We need to talk about that. Some crazy stuff we got to make sure your kids don't get exposed to. I guess they were able to find stem cells in a dead body that was 17 days old. So you could actually, I mean, I don't know how it's going to help the dead body, but I guess if you need stem cells, maybe a loved one does, they could take it from your loved one's corpse. I guess we'll talk about that and why that even matters. Men, good news for those of you that smoke heavily and drink heavily, your sperm is supposed to be okay. And I'm sure Justin Bieber's in the news. Justin Bieber's been all over the news because he was in Mexico. Oh, my gosh. I can't stand looking at that. Really? Why? Why is he famous? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, but I want to get to your phone calls. We've had many of them. Let's go right now to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Hi, my name is Robert. I'm from Michigan.
Hello.
10 months ago, I was struck and killed by lightning, and just kind of wondering, because I don't remember anything about it, how is there a way I can get myself to remember what had happened? It's pretty important.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. It almost sounded like you said you were struck and killed by lightning, but obviously you weren't because you're alive, thank God. You know, amnesia from lightning strikes, not that uncommon. Sometimes your memory will come back. Your memory may come back, but sometimes it won't. Now, I mean, if it doesn't come back, I'm assuming you were outside. All right. I know it's important to you. I wish you were live so I could talk to you right now. You know, it's getting struck by lightning happens more often than we think. People are always like, oh, that's as rare as getting struck by lightning. Remember they were talking about with the lottery, how winning the lottery, it's more difficult than, it's more rare than getting, you know, the odds of winning the lottery is less than being struck by lightning. And somebody on his way to buy a lottery ticket was struck by lightning. That happened just a few months ago. Anyway, my recommendation would be if you do have the amnesia, I want you to see a neurologist. All right. Make sure there was no other brain damage. Because remember, if you do have amnesia, then you also wonder, you know, did the electricity cause any permanent neurological deficits? Whatever happened? Because you can't. You could have pain. You could have dizziness. You could get sleep disorders. You could even get seizures. So if you're having confusion or amnesia or some other neurological issue, I want to make sure you don't have anything else that could be related to it. I'd still get your heart checked. Always get an EKG. Any of you ever hit by lightning, get an EKG. Because remember, if the electricity goes throughout the whole body, it could affect the heart and the myocardium. You know, sometimes psychologists and psychiatrists can help bring back memories once the brain heals. But I have known people that just will never remember. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Call in now.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA.
Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have some new live listeners listening this hour from Talk Superstation. Can't wait to hear from you. Thank you all for tuning in. So I guess Lance Armstrong is back in the news and facing new doping charges. Oh my gosh, the 7-time Tour de France winner earlier this year had gone through that 2-year federal investigation, right? It was dropped, no charges being filed, but I guess now the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, the USADA, has formally charged Armstrong and 5 former members of his support staff, which are 3 doctors, a trainer, and a team manager, of engaging in a massive doping conspiracy from 1998 to 2011. Now remember, Lance Armstrong won the Tour de France 7 consecutive times from 1999 to 2005. Idol, also a cancer survivor of testicular cancer. If we remember that, he's 40 years old. And, I guess, of course, he's pretty upset with that. And I'm quoting him. Where am I getting this from? USA Today. He says, these are the very same charges and the same witnesses that the Justice Department chose not to pursue after a 2-year investigation. This is what he posted on his Twitter. These charges are baseless, motivated by spite, and advanced through testimony bought and paid for by promises of anonymity and immunity. He says, I've never doped, and unlike many of my accusers, I've competed as an endurance athlete for 25 years with no spike in performance. passed more than 500 drug tests and never failed one. Apparently, the USADA's letter alleges blood samples taken from 2009 and 2010 were fully consistent with blood manipulation, including EPO use, and or blood transfusions, really. The letter says numerous writers with firsthand knowledge will testify that Armstrong used EPO, blood transfusions, and testosterone, and that he trafficked in those drugs and administered them to other cyclists, including growth hormone. All right. Well, that'll be interesting to see. Meanwhile, I guess John Edwards, the feds have now dropped all charges and dropped everything. I thought that was all done about a week ago, but I guess John Edwards now is done. He'll get to go off, write books. I wouldn't be surprised if he still runs for office. Just interesting. It just seems like things just keep coming back and coming back. You know that JetBlue pilot? Remember the JetBlue pilot that started screaming about a bomb being on board? Right? Well, now I guess the passengers want to sue. Of course they want to sue. 10 passengers are suing JetBlue over that flight when the pilot had to be physically restrained because he was screaming about religion and terrorism, etc. I don't know how much they're suing for. They haven't said. But he interfered with that JetBlue flight going from New York to Las Vegas. I've done that flight many times. Plane had to make an emergency landing in Amarillo, Texas. Well, I mean, I can understand how a delayed flight. I mean, I can't stand when there's a delayed flight. I miss a connecting flight or I miss a meeting I'm supposed to go to. So I guess those are damages. I mean, I don't know if I would sue. I don't know if the damages are worth enough to sue. I mean, is it in the thousands? Is it, you know, so I'm dying to see what the damages are. Is it mental anguish? I mean, see, this is what blows my mind. I mean, being a doctor, I've seen people, you know, pop a screw, you know, and have a screw loose all the time, right? And, you know, go into psychosis and schizophrenic episodes. I mean, you know, if this lawsuit goes through, does that mean every medical student, every healthcare worker, every hospital worker could then sue if they had to be around a patient that lost it? You know, I mean, I just go through life expecting somebody to be kooky around me. I just do. Right? One in three people have some sort of a mental illness. People can break down. You know, things can happen at any time. So I just expect it. I wouldn't think of suing. But, you know, once there's a lawyer that says, you know, JetBlue will pay, it's easy money. So the lawyer probably attracted a bunch of people and everyone's like, well, yeah, I mean, if I could get $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 for mental anguish, why not? I mean, in this recession, people are probably like easy money. But it's like, really? Like I said, my only worry about this is, you know, will this translate to, I mean, what if in my office, I have a patient that just, you know, completely goes, oh, I hate you, Dr. Dahlia. Oh, Al-Qaeda, and starts screaming things as well. I mean, will my patients who came in that day for their pap smear or whatever try to sue for mental anguish because they were not expecting in a doctor's office to see somebody do that? I mean, I know that's kind of a little bit far-fetched because, again, this plane had to land and they were delayed. So I get that. But it's just, gosh, we're so sue happy in this country. All right. We were talking about diesel fuel and our truck drivers being at risk and diesel exhaust, I should say, and the fumes causing lung cancer and bladder cancer. We got a lot of emails on the subject, a lot of calls. Let me just play one of them for you and answer what I can, because I know it's a very important subject to many of you. Let's go right now to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. Hello. I listen to you on the XM radio, and I am an over-the-road truck driver.
Oh, amen, sister.
I grew up around trucks my whole life. One of the questions I have is, in the last 20 years, refining diesel fuel has gotten a lot closer to gasoline makeup. Back in the old days, diesel was a lot healthier to breathe, actually, than it is now because of
the carbon dioxide,
the refining, and all the things that they've done to diesel. My question is, you also said that in the study, they said about the bladder, that it
bladder
affects
cancer.
The bladder. And I want to know, what's the correlation there? Because as far as I'm concerned, as far as a driver's bladder is concerned, I think there it's lack of liquids, lack of water. The fact that we hold it for long periods of time while sitting, and we don't stop as often as we should, and
True.
You know, use the restroom as often as we should. And to me, that would more affect the bladder than diesel smoke or anything ingested through the airway. Anyway, that's my question.
No,
thank you
for your message. That was great. And like I said, we received so many of your calls, and unfortunately I can't play all of them, but I want you to know that we do listen to them, and I try to answer as many as I can on air. The bladder cancer risk, there was an association. So what I think happened with that is whenever they say there's an association, okay, there's more of a direct link between the diesel exhaust and lung cancer. But bladder cancer, they said there was a positive association, meaning when they looked at people who had bladder cancer, they looked at who was exposed to diesel exhaust. Now, many of you, you have to hold your bladder. You have to hold the urine in. You can't, pull over, pull the rig over and, go to a pickle park, right? Is that what you guys call it, right? 10-100. So, so your urinary, holding the urine in, that really won't expose you to cancer. I've really never seen urinary retention cause cancer. And again, I'm not a urologist. I think the urology specialty is pretty cool. It's just, it's all prostate and kidney and penis, and I just need to deal with more other body parts. I just couldn't, devote my life just to that area. But yes, you can actually get bladder cancer from a variety of different things that are in our environment. Radon, for example, can cause bladder cancer. Now, bladder cancer is really rare. Some of your emails were, Dr. Dahlia, bladder cancer, how would you know if you have bladder cancer? Well, sometimes you don't feel it. When you do a urinalysis and you urinate in a cup for the doctor, if there's blood in the urine, we evaluate it. Sometimes we'll do cytology of the urine. Sometimes we'll have your bladder evaluated by a urologist. He may do a scope called a cystoscopy, look up in there and see if he sees, sees polyps or masses, et cetera. Transitional cell carcinoma of the bladder or bladder cancer, one type of bladder cancer, which is a more common type. A lot of times it's very difficult to diagnose. We don't diagnose it until somebody actually is pretty overtly bleeding. But it's rare. It is extremely, extremely rare in my practice. And I have seen, I don't know how many thousands of patients. We've only had two that ended up having transitional cell, cancer of the bladder. So, and I don't know about their diesel exhaust exposure. That would be a good question. They were kind of young, to be honest. So, when you go for your routine physical, because people are always like, Dahlia, my doctor isn't checking me for bladder cancer. Well, remember, especially with Obamacare now, right, we're not supposed to sit there and screen for every single cancer specifically. But when you take a urinalysis, if you have blood that doesn't go away, we're going to look at it further. We may do a chest x-ray to look at the lungs. Don't go away. We'll talk more. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Only Batteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names. For all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car, only Batteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit onlybatteries.com. Onlybatteries.com. That's onlybatteries.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook on our Facebook fan page. So this is very interesting, all right? George Washington's personal copy of the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights is going to go up for auction. So I guess the president had his own personal copy of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. You know, that's when presidents actually used, right? Use it as a reference. I don't know if it was pocket size and he stuck it in his pocket and he referred to it every time he decided to address Congress. I don't know. But, yeah. Oh, we got some music in the background. Good. People are dancing. I know. People are all excited to buy this one. The documents, which date to 1789 and are signed and annotated by the first U.S. president, are poised to fetch from $2 million to $3 million when they hit the auction block on June 22nd. The bound papers constitute Washington's personal copy of the Acts of Congress. These include the Constitution, whose preamble promises to, quote-unquote, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, along with the draft of the Bill of Rights. Amen. So he had his own personal copy. It was embossed with, quote-unquote, President of the United States in gold on the cover and described as being in near pristine condition after 223 years. See, I think that stuff is cool. Probably, if you ask me, places in the United States to be, even though I love nature, I love Alaska, I love Niagara Falls, can't wait to see Colorado, but standing in the Smithsonian, and you are right in front of George Washington's uniform, outfit, okay? I called it an outfit, and my husband got mad. You don't call a men's suit an outfit? Come on. It's blue, looked very sturdy, right? Looked very kind of, I think, made of wool. Didn't look the most comfortable, not the most soft. But, you know, you're standing right in front of George Washington's piece of clothing. I really dig that kind of stuff. I just do. So, but, you know, it shows you that presidents, you know, at that time actually had a fancy for the Constitution. For him to actually have a copy and keep it in pristine condition shows he honored our Constitution. Right. I wish current presidents would be doing that too. Apparently, let me see what else is there. Let me see. They say an autographed manuscript of Lincoln's 1864 election victory speech sold for $3 million in February 2009, setting a record for an American manuscript, while a 1787 letter written from Washington to his nephew on the subject of the ratification of the Constitution fetched $3.2 million. You see, I collect antiques. Most of them are medical antiques. But boy, what I who has $3 million though? Jeez, I know. I just get little things, you know. I shop at antique stores and try to find people who are descendants of, you know, doctors who served in the Civil War, and you know that's what I try to do. But oh my gosh, wouldn't you just love it? That's just something I have to have. I have to have something from George Washington. That is on my bucket list. All right, 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877. DOCDALI. So what is going on here? Could dead bodies soon be harvested for their stem cells? They say stem cells can lay dormant for more than 2 weeks in a dead person and then be revived to divide into new functioning cells. So does that mean you could maybe clone your loved one? Don't people do that already with their dogs? Aren't people cloning their dead pets? Aren't they doing that? You hear all these stories popping up. Maybe bring my father back. Well, no, I mean, it's been over 17 days. It's been years. So let me see. Scientists led by Fabrice Chiratin of the Pasteur Institute in Paris said in a statement, remarkably, skeletal muscle stem cells can survive for 17 days in humans and 16 days in mice post-mortem. Well beyond the 1 to 2 days currently thought. I didn't even know you could use that. I didn't know. They say the stem cells retain their ability to differentiate into perfectly functioning muscle cells. This discovery could form the basis of a new source and, more importantly, new methods of conservation for stem cells used to treat a number of pathology. Stem cells are infant cells that develop, of course, into specialized tissues of the body. I mean, somebody could say, well, wait a second. You know, if somebody died of a heart attack, right? I mean, do you really want his cardiac cells? But you know what? Remember, when they make these stem cells, they make brand new, you know, brand spanking new, healthy cells. Now, why is the corpse not buried after 17 days? They must be keeping the, you know, they're keeping these bodies. Yeah, bury me, please. I mean, God forbid I leave this earth. Bury me right away. I want to still look good at the funeral. All right? I don't want to be 17 days decomposed. Was that in October? I think it was around Halloween time. We talked about what the body does when it decomposes. We're also talking about some CSI stuff, how, you know, they could tell how old the body is based on certain things. One of you had asked about nails growing and your hair growing, after you die. And it's not that your hair and nails grow. It's that you dehydrate and you start to shrink within the first 24 hours such that your turgor, we call it, in your scalp and in your fingers recede. So your nails look like they grew because the skin has now receded pretty significantly. Right? Because, you know, people say, gosh, your hair grows really fast then once you're dead. No. It's just when your scalp shrinks because you lose that turgor, then the hair looks longer because, again, you just lost maybe, half a centimeter, let's say. Same thing with your fingers. Yeah, look at your fingers right now. They're kind of nice and plump, hopefully, because I want you all hydrated. So pretty interesting stuff. We'll talk more about that. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, usually around Halloween, we really talk about some cool stuff. Yeah, but I won't make you guys wait till Halloween. You know, some of you say your mother-in-law is coming into town. Maybe that'll be just enough to kind of relate to some of these subjects. All right, stop it. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so men who smoke in excess and drink in excess don't have to worry about their sperm. New British study says that their sperm probably won't be damaged. All right. Now, this was published in the June 12th edition of Human Reproduction, although many fertility specialists were not in full agreement. All right. They think this is going to send a wrong message to people. The study included more than 2,200 men from 14 fertility clinics around the United Kingdom who completed detailed questionnaires about their lifestyle habits. I hate these questionnaire studies. The researchers compared this information to the levels of swimming sperm ejaculated by the men. They say some factors did impact sperm health. For example, some of the sperm had a little cough and cold. They sneezed. For example, men who had low levels of swimming sperm were 2.5 times more likely to have had prior testicular surgery, twice as likely to be black, and 30% more likely to have manual labor jobs, not wear boxer shorts, or not to have been previously conceived a child. Oh, okay, so I guess people who had low levels of sperm could have, you know, not wearing boxers or et cetera. On the other hand, researchers also found that men's weight and their use of tobacco, alcohol, and recreational drugs had little effect on levels of swimming sperm. See, guys, this is why we tell you don't drink heavy and don't smoke heavy, is because your lady's not really going to want to sleep with you. All right? I mean, if you guys are trying to copulate or trying to propagate your progeny, right, and make babies, fertilize, all right, we don't want you smelling the smoke and beer, really, people. You know, so a lot of ladies are upset because most men's sperm are pretty darn protected. Women seem to be affected a lot more. It seems like their ovums and eggs. But, you know, we kind of wanted to keep this under wraps so our men wouldn't get loaded, right, stink of smoke, and then go to bed with us. And now that the secret's out, we're going to have men say, look, I don't have to give up the smokes, and I don't have to give up the drinks. Hey, baby, let's get it on. And there goes all romance out the window, all right? And the other thing, too, is doctors liked using this as an excuse to get dads off smoking. All right, well, you know, I mean, if you guys are trying to conceive, you need to increase your fertility by stop smoking. Because I always want my new parents to stop smoking. There is no reason you should be smoking in the house, smoking outside the house, holding a baby up to a shirt that smells of smoke. So I like to get all my parents off smoking if we can. So this was a great excuse, and now they've ruined it for everybody. They ruined it all. They just ruined it. Thank you, guys. Don't go away. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If the Dr. Dahlia Show is not playing in your local news talk station, call them up, email them, and tell them to bring Dr. Dahlia. They need to know that you listen to the show and you prefer quality programming. Okay, just pretend it's quality programming, okay? Tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to your town. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, who is working the dials. All right, now we were talking about, you know, men who, you know, smoke heavy and, you know, drinking and their sperm, you know, may be unaffected, and then women are going to be upset because that's not very sexy. Well, here's some more news, all right? CPAP machines for sleep apnea can actually boost men's sex lives, right? The actual CPAP? No, you don't use the CPAP device. That's too kinky. No. I think they're trying to say that if you, you know, improve your sleep apnea, it helps your sex life. Come on, people. No, don't be using the apparatus for anything. Come on, you're going to hurt yourselves. All right. Anyway, the study says that using your CPAP device, because I know many men do not like to wear their CPAP mask for their sleep apnea, women don't either, but we usually hear the men complain about it. Women are used to, you know, having objects on them and in them. And, you know, I mean, you know, with IUDs and, you know, Nuva rings and things like that. So you don't hear women complaining as much, you know, yet men, whew, that was my Dr. Dahlia. You're not going to make me wear that mask, are you? No, your wife is. Thank you. Next patient. I don't want to get involved with that. Look, I got my own husband to deal with. And I got two sons. And these guys are the biggest grumpies when it has to do with anything with their health. I got enough to deal with. Look, I'm your doctor. I'm not your wife. Right? So I'll just tell you what to do. Anyway, this all makes sense. Right? Because people who have sleep apnea, many times may have high blood pressure. Many times may not be getting the oxygenation that they need to certain appendages. And apparently doctors from the sleep disorder centers of the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center found that erectile dysfunction is pretty common in younger men with sleep apnea as well as libido. So if you use the CPAP or the continuous positive airway pressure, and we've talked about how that works, it continually gives you positive airway pressure to push air into you to get by your tonsils or your big tongue or your narrow airway to get the oxygen in you. And they actually found that, let's see, hold on a second, I gotta make sure I word this properly for the radio, all right? They say over the past few years, medical science has repeatedly shown that how a man's penis is working and reflect how the rest of the body is working. So, if you have erectile dysfunction, that could be a sign that the rest of your body is pooping out too. All right, erectile dysfunction that we talked about could be an early sign of diabetes. It could be an early sign of cardiovascular disease. We spend a significant amount of time on that. Remember I told you guys, if many of you have erectile dysfunction and the little vessels, okay, I'm sorry. Some of you have large vessels. I'm sorry. And the large vessels of your penis, I'm sorry. Large vessels could possibly have some clogging, right, and not very good blood flow. Then why wouldn't your heart, your coronary arteries have the same issue? So any of you that have erectile dysfunction needs to get your butt into the doctor and also get your heart evaluated. All right. Have your blood pressure evaluated and everything else. Okay. And get a testosterone level too. Right. So it makes sense that if you do have sleep apnea, that maybe your erectile dysfunction could improve. And maybe your libido could. All right. So who gets credit for this? Dr. Joseph Dombrowski looked at a small hand. They got to stop using small with these. Okay, let's see if we could find a better paragraph. They recruited 92 men with an average age of nearly 46 who had both a new diagnosis of sleep apnea and who were starting CPAP machines. Now, we all talk about that CPAP mask. It's like a mask, a tube contraption. Not very sexy, but it's worn during sleep, sends out steady airflow, keeps airways open, restores depleted oxygen levels, etc. All right, and now what happened? Did they watch? I guess, what did they do? Did they just stare at the, okay. Let me see. I mean, I we all know what would probably happen. It's just I don't really want to talk about it on the air. They say 43.5% of men reported erectile dysfunction. All right. Unlike previous studies, they broke down the ED into three varieties. There's varieties of ED. Mild, moderate, and severe. I guess severe is when you're really upset about it. Mild is when you don't care. The men were then reassessed at 1, 3, and 6 months of CPAP therapy. Do you think any of these guys said none of your damn business? Do you, you know? Anyway, Dombrowski was looking for what he called, quote unquote, minimally clinically important differences. You gotta say, you know, honestly, what are these researchers doing? Men don't like the word small. Men don't like the word minimal. Okay. When you're talking about their genitalia. All right, so anyway, they say more than half of the patients with mild erectile dysfunction noticed an improvement after their CPAP use. Nearly 29% of those with moderate erectile dysfunction improved. More than 27% of those with severe saw a boost, and sexual desire tended to improve. You know, I would love to get my husband on a CPAP mask, right? Because I told you, you know, after, what, 16 years of marriage, I'm into the moo-moos. I'm not into the fancy frilling Fredericks of Hollywood type stuff, right? No frilly stuff for me. I like the muumuu. And, you know, my husband just doesn't really, you know, seem to charge for me like he used to. And, you know, it's not that I look like his grandma on the muumuu. I think I still look good. I can don a muumuu, you know, with the best of them. But maybe if I get him to wear a CPAP mask, I'll look sexier. Who knows? All right. So, what I would suggest is this. Okay, yeah, they talk about plumbing, and they use the word little half a dozen more times in this article, so I'm not gonna talk about that. All right, many people, all right, don't like to go to the doctor. All right, many people don't like to listen to your show too, Dr. Dahlia. Yeah, but we're not talking about that. All right, but many people like to avoid doctors, and they like to avoid the subject of erectile dysfunction. But I have to say that Viagra and Levitra and Cialis, and these medications that help erectile dysfunction, probably should be credited with saving so many of our patients' lives. And I brought this up a couple weeks ago, because men aren't as afraid to come to their doctor and ask for those medications. And I teach all my medical students, when somebody asks for Viagra, check their heart. Because again, if they're having erectile dysfunction and issues with the blood vessels that help them erect, then they could also have issues with their heart. And I can't tell you how many times we find cardiovascular disease in these patients. We get them to a cardiologist. Some of them need a stent. Some of them need cholesterol-lowering medication. Some of them just need observation, etc. So it is crucial that if any of you have erectile dysfunction, you should get seen. Now, I predict most doctors are going to be urging everybody to get sleep apnea tests. I predicted this about a year or two ago. We're starting to see more and more. The only problem is with Obamacare, it's kind of fighting us. Because, these sleep study tests could be fairly expensive, and the CPAP equipment could be expensive. But if any of you have erectile dysfunction, this is a great reason why you should be checked for sleep apnea. What if lack of oxygen is part of it? Now, remember, when we talk about sleep apnea causing high blood pressure and causing dementia and heart disease, it's not just the sleep apnea. It's just a piece of the pie, but it's a huge piece of the pie. And just like with healthcare, well, you can't fix it, with just one bill. You can't fix your health with just one treatment, all right? Putting everybody on a CPAP mask isn't going to solve all the world's ills, but it'll sure help a lot, and it's an important piece, right? Making sure your cholesterol is down, making sure your weight is down, making sure your blood pressure is good, making sure your blood sugar is down, making sure you don't smoke, making sure you aren't a heavy drinker, and making sure you're getting oxygenation. These are all pieces to the pie. And from what I understand, many of my truck drivers, they can't even, they can't even work if they don't pass a sleep apnea test, which they'll even tell you, pretty expensive, and it's a pain to get this done, especially if insurance or your employer doesn't cover it. But, I'm a huge fan of getting it tested. Huge fan, because I want everyone to live longer, all right? There's a chance I may not get fired like everybody thinks I will, and I'll be on the air for a little while longer. You got to be able to listen to me. All right, guys, we'll be back in a few minutes with another hour. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.